Within every soul lives divine truth, God's truth. This tells us that God lives within every person on this planet. Divine Spirit God is always with us in the secret place of the Most High. Our true identity is that of our Father, eternal truth. God is the divine invisible substance behind all things. As it says in the Bible, know the truth and the truth will set you free. When we assert a truth such as God is ever present, good, or even when we are denying the seeming power of evil, we are acknowledging the one and only good, God. You see, you and I are human, but in reality, our true identity is spiritual. The human will eventually wither away. The spiritual is for eternity. We will always be spiritual. Regardless of where we find ourselves today at this moment, whether we accept, believe, or have realization of this truth, the divine is found within. Truth is here and now. We need not keep searching, hoping, and wishing. Many people beg God to do things for them. Some just want his company. The truth is, God is always with us. It is we who have to turn to him, and we must do this in the silence. Perfect life is ours right now. Perfect love, perfect health, perfect joy and peace are ours right now. This is the truth that sets us free. When we have spiritual understanding that this infinite goodness of life is here in the midst of us, we will know how to go forward in our spiritual unfoldment. In John chapter 1, verse 17, it says, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." The basic principle of truth is that the mind of each individual may be consciously unified with divine mind through the indwelling Christ. God gave us the Christ to lead us back to his kingdom. By affirming atonement with God mind, that perfect mind that was in Christ Jesus, in order to be loving to others, we must learn to be still and abide in God's silence. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Whatever captures our heart, our feelings, emotions, we will experience, for what captures our heart captures us. That which we keep in our heart as true, we will experience. So we have to really protect our heart from our thinking. We should be thinking about our Father. Christ is with us always. God is with us always. Anytime we can turn within and be led and be guided. As I have said, God's work is finished. It is now we who must do the work. We must spend time in the silence with our Father, but we must let go at the same time of all that captures us. We should not bring in stuff to the silence, because then we are not there to be with God, but we're there so that he could fix our life. Doesn't work that way. Spending time in the silence is critical so that we can build that relationship with our Father God. Therefore, on a daily basis, God will go before us, making every crooked place straight. To worship with God is to recognize that God is the one and only being, and that all are already with him. When we have a relationship with God, at least this is my experience, we will see that answers will come to us, even questions we hadn't yet asked. Answers will come to us. We will be led by our Father. He will show us the way. And showing us the way is to take us down that path of good, of truth, of joy, and of love. To worship with our Father is to recognize that God is the one and only being, and that we are all already with Him. So when you look at another person, doesn't matter who that person is, I would say, don't look at TV, particularly politics and debates and all that stuff. Just look at people. Know God is with everybody. They may not know it. I didn't know it for a very long time. I know it now. But I still have work to do. You have work to do. We all have work to do. And the work is to make sure that we do have a relationship with our Father, because He is waiting for our return. He is waiting for us to turn to Him. He is waiting for us to work for His will and His will only. When we have a relationship with God, we become His instrument. We may not even realize it, but we become the instrument of love, of peace, of supply, of abundance, of joy. Everything that we see out here that is good is of God, and we can be the instrument for His good. We are here not only to know the Father and to return back to His kingdom, but we are also here, and today, this lesson, I had dedicated not just to mothers, but to all. Why? Because all of us, at one point or another, not only those that are mothers, but others, have also helped other people out with love, with care. We have been there. People have been there for us, and that's a lesson for us when they're there for us. And so that is God in action. He is working. He is working. When I came to Washington, I hadn't intended to come to Washington, but I needed a job, and Connecticut was no longer working for me. And I didn't want to leave because my grandson at the time was 5, and he was my buddy. Every weekend we were together. And so it was very, very tough. But something inside of me said, go to Washington. Go to Washington. So I did. And I found this church 25 years ago, just 2 months arriving in Washington and knowing not a single soul. And I am very grateful for having found the church. I didn't realize it was 25 years. I was counting the other day and said, 25 years. Feels like I just arrived. Anyway, we have work to do, all of us. And even when we do the work, we still have work to do. Until we return to our Father, we will have work to do. And some of that work will be, again, we will be God's instrument in helping others, in working with others, in listening to others, and having them listen to us. Love is what makes God, God, because love is of God. True love is of God. And if we practice true love, then we are opening ourselves to be that instrument. I'd like to share with you a prayer as we close this lesson, from Nona Brooks. She was one of the founders of Divine Science. It says, as my thought abides in the Father, the Christ mind within me, my entire life within and without will be established in the beauty of wholeness. I shall be freed from false concepts. All doubts and fears will vanish. I shall come to realize more and more order, beauty, and richness in my objective life as well as within. I shall rejoice in health, in my ability to accomplish, in companionship, individual and universal, in abundant supply, in the kingdom within and without. All of this because I cooperate with the law as Jesus gave it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. This is the prayer that never fails. The seeds we need to plant are the seeds of divine spirit. It is the principles of the omnipresence of God. Oneness, truth, love of neighbor. By the way, neighbor is anybody in the world. Faith and life everlasting that will bear the fruits of the spirit. And so it is. Let's make this lesson practical. Will you join me in our closing meditation? If you feel comfortable, close your eyes, relax your body, let go of all that you've been thinking about, of the things that have bothered you. Just let it all go and turn within. For the silence of God is within us. And when we are silent and quiet and we listen, God will then lead us, guide us, and show us the way. For God our Father is in our midst. He waits patiently for us to turn to him in union and communion. Silent prayer is the way to know God and to know ourselves as children of God. The kingdom of God is within. Where I stand is holy ground. Let us be still this moment and moments throughout every day, 2, 3, 4 times a day. This is our time to listen and be filled with joy because the Father and I are one. Let us remember not to judge by appearances, for all is of God. Let us not resist or fight evil, for it cannot touch us. Let us know that we need not ask for anything, for as a child of God, we already have everything. Let us turn to God, standing still and strong in our faith that he is the one divine presence over which there is no other power. Let us be still and quiet so that we may hear the still small voice saying to us, you are my beloved in whom I am most pleased. There is only God, perfect, whole, and complete. This truth is our truth. Let us claim it today by turning to the place within where the silence is found, for that is where God abides. Father, I have faith in you. You are the divine. You are the one who gives us spiritual understanding. You are the one who has given us love and peace, supply, abundance, joy, wisdom, understanding. Everything that we have, everything that we know, it all is given to us. Father, I have faith in your divine consciousness, which is the truth of my being. I am ready to do your will and your will only, for this is your spiritual understanding. I give you thanks and I say amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. The Lord shines his face upon you and is gracious unto you. He gives you his love and his kingdom. And so it is. Amen.